Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knete ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Lebara ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 GB für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd.
Lebara,
deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today from 2018, actor Drew Powell and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
I gotta get a girlfriend. I gotta get a girlfriend. I gotta get new clothes so I can get a girlfriend. Start clipping my toes so I can get a girlfriend. Get some work done on my nose so I can get a girlfriend. Stop wearing pantyhose so I can get a girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. I'm even willing to pay someone to say that they're my girlfriend. People start to think you're gay when you've never had a girlfriend. I'd buy flowers every day if I had a girlfriend. I wouldn't be like OJ and kill my girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. I'm gonna change the key so I can get a girlfriend. Start having sex for free with my girlfriend. She could even have VD if she was my girlfriend. It might hurt when I pee, but at least I'd have a girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. It's getting catchy.
Oh yeah.
Girlfriend. Okay.
Girlfriend.
And then this kind of breaks it up. This is sort of the bridge part here.
Yeah.
We could do lots of crazy things, like I could pull her ears out and say, hey, look, guys, it's Dumbo. She'd say, who are you and how'd you get into my house?
Hello, do I have to sink to get me a girlfriend? Put something in her drink and she could be my girlfriend. I didn't say she had to think that she was my girlfriend. Just don't put me in the clink or I'll be someone else's girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. I gotta get a computer so I can get a girlfriend. I might as well be neutered, cause I've never had a girlfriend. I hope she has big hooters for her to be my girlfriend. But then beggars can't be choosers, so anyone can be my girlfriend. We got another bridge part.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do lots of silly things, like I'd say knock knock and she'd say who's there, and I'd say yeah and she'd say yahoo, and I'd say that's pretty funny and she'd say that's kinda cheesy.
Still kinda working on the rhyme on that one.
I wanna be like Bob and Tom, then I'd probably have a girlfriend. Or if something rhymed with Bob and Tom, then I'd still have a girlfriend. I wanna be like Chick.
Hey!
Have two or three girlfriends. And then they can play with my. And then I'm trying to come up with a
rhyme for Chick.
Rhyme, yeah. I don't know. It's a one syllable word.
That's a tough one.
That rhymes with Chick?
Slick.
Girlfriend. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Joining us from Hollywood via Brooklyn, he is actor Drew Powell.
Via L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back on the left coast, y'all. Hi, everybody. Hey, Drew. I'm so glad to see you.
Good to see you, Drew.
Once again, if you're not familiar with Drew's work,
He's the bear in Pee-wee's Off-Broadway show.
There you go.
That's right.
It's not soft porn.
Uh-huh. Joining us in the Napa Auto Parts studios, we have our engineer is Ace. We have Eddie helping out with the band over there. Thank you, Eddie. There's Pat Godwin. This is a big crew here. That's Josh.
Hey. Josh, once again, Drew, is his new motto is, I'm a thorough and generous lover.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Nice.
The ladies' man.
Is that because of the new beard?
That only helps things, Drew.
Yeah.
We like the beard. He's going back home to see his folks with that beard. I'm very excited. Christy Lee is right there. This is Tom speaking. Thank you so much. We'll be hearing from Duke Tomato shortly. Drew.
Drew has a band. You jam a lot.
Man jam.
Yeah.
A little man jam, Tom?
Hey, may.
The name of the band is Man Jam.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I meant. You can
draw your own conclusion on what that might be.
You're a heck of a singer.
Yes, you are. And you have finished your, well, can you even say, are you?
Yeah. They killed me dead.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they brought me back to life and then killed me
dead. I was going to say, they have a tendency to bring you back.
The show is Gotham, and there's no hope for maybe a flashback?
No, not so far. I think they're shooting until December, so I got a couple weeks left
to get the call.
Exactly, but no, it was a good way to go out. The only thing I said to the producers was just give him a worthy death. Poor old Butch, he's been through a lot. That was the fourth time I've been shot, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
but then
you fell into a radioactive swamp, and then you.
I thought that was going to be perfect job security. When they make you a zombie, you can't be killed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now, what's the latest? Now, what are you doing these days?
You know, I
have something secret you can't talk about yet?
There's a couple of things like that. Yeah. But the one thing, there's two things that were exciting. One is sad because it didn't get picked up, but I did a pilot for L.A. Confidential. You remember that movie?
And that did not get picked up.
Oh, yeah.
So help me, I will never understand why.
What a heck of a cast. Walter Goggins.
Yep. Yeah, well,
and one of the finest actors working today, Shay
Wiggum.
He is so good.
Tony Curran, he's another guy. You don't know, you love him, and you look him up, and you're like, that guy.
Well, that's unfortunate. I've been looking forward to that.
Won't even hit the air?
No.
That movie
Thanks
has
a
one,
lot,
of my,
CBS.
My, one of my favorite scenes in it, when Russell Crowe and Kevin Spacey are walking through a nightclub, and Russell Crowe looks at somebody, it's this girl, and goes, who do you think you are, Lana Turner? And Kevin Spacey goes, that is Lana Turner. It's great. Yeah, that great scene. Great.
And I didn't know Russell Crowe was Australian.
Kevin Spacey.
And,
oh, yeah.
Sure. That's right. And Guy Pearce was in that, who's also Australian.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Both those guys.
Coming over here taking our jobs. What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, well, now, if we were casting, Drew, I want to give people an idea what Drew looks like if they can't see him. First of all, if you want to see him,
VIP.
We are broadcasting, streaming the show live today in the VIP. So go to, what is it, bobandtom.com/VIP, I think it is. Mm-hmm. If we were casting, Christy, I'll let you do this because whatever I say you'll think is indelicate. if you were casting.
That's because whatever you say is indelicate.
that's correct. If you were casting Drew in a movie, we'll just pick one. Go ahead.
What movie or what character?
Yeah, just you can make the movie up, and he'd be good as a what?
Mm. He'd be great as a private detective.
It was a dark and stormy night. What can I do for you, babe?
Chick and I have a favorite franchise that's maybe underrated or underseen. I don't know, but it's the FX franchise.
Oh, yeah, with...
Brian Brown,
Dennehy.
Yes, I think you would be perfect in a reboot as the Dennehy character.
Yeah. I'm in.
It's about this movie special effects expert who steals things and creates crime doing special effects, and nothing really happens. Yeah. I get excited.
But I think if for people trying to figure out what you look like,
right?
Dennehy ask a young.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
But you could be cast as, say, a high school football coach.
Yeah, thank you. I've done
former
that.
Player, blew his knee out just before
had a few donuts.
Just before the check was coming in. For that.
Is this your nice way of saying Drew's a bigger guy?
He looks like a lineman.
A lineman? Okay, yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. Am I right? I mean,
yeah, no. Yeah.
The Dick Butkus story?
When I... That's great. I would do that.
So Dick Butkus story.
When I first got to Hollywood, I was in an acting class, and we all had to come up with log lines for ourselves. So how can you, in one phrase or so, you know, describe yourself? Like, so it would be, and so my, I don't remember the full thing, but it was something like John C. Reilly meets John Goodman in The King of Queens or something like that.
Oh.
You know, like that kind of
okay.
thing.
Sure.
So that's homework for you to figure out what your log line is.
That's interesting.
I would say Dick the Bruiser as a young man.
Ooh. How about that? Is that you?
For you.
No. For you?
I thought it was for you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah,
No. Clearly that would not. No, because you could also be a WWE guy.
Yeah. I mean,
you're fit and strong.
Did you see David Arquette? Did some of that wrestling and got cut in the jugular.
Yeah, he was bleeding like crazy.
Yeah.
So that was real. Huh?
That was real. He said he'll never do that again.
That was that extreme wrestling.
Yeah.
Where you throw chairs at each other.
But I'm telling you, I did a movie with John Cena, and he would, I'm not kidding you, it was called The Marine, and he would, we were shooting in Australia, he would fly back to the United States on the weekends to do wrestling shows. Like, yeah, I'm going to Columbus. And he left on Friday. Came, and he, every time he came back, it was just these little, like, he had a fat lip, he had, looked like somebody had bit a chunk out of the back of his hand.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, I know it's fake, but those dudes get hurt.
And he's a terrific actor. That's got to make you really angry.
Yeah. What a jerk. Where do you get off?
Being beautiful.
Exactly.
And acting.
I knew he was going to do well even back then, though, because he had this great attitude. I'll never forget. This is a funny story. We were at the Saddle Ranch, which is the most cliche of Hollywood bars on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
The one with
the bull.
The bull and the whole thing. And he'd probably hate me telling this story, but I don't care. We have a big night. He was a fan of the Jägermeister back then, probably isn't anymore. But we had a big night, had a lot of fun, and he paid the check. And he wasn't, you know, he was just early John Cena, and he paid the check. And I in my Jägermeister haze don't remember the exact number, but I felt like there was like a lot of digits there. And I'm like, bro, I think you missed. He's like, nah, man. And we walked out, and I turned back in, and the waitress like had to sit down. whatever that tip was,
it
like paid her car payment. I think
nice.
So
nice.
It was. I was impressed by that.
What a cool guy.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, I will get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, Donnie. Donnie.
You guys are getting all excited about Thanksgiving?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say it like this. This might surprise you, but it's my favorite of all the holidays.
Really?
Is it?
I swear to God. Well, think of it. You get to stuff yourself for free. Then after you're stuffed, you head off the mall for some hand-to-hand combat over a set of discounted $5 earbuds.
Yeah.
And after court costs, they run you about 20. Mm-hmm. But by the way, I heard you guys talking the last couple of weeks about these turduckins and stuff. What, it's a chicken and a
stuffed
a duck.
In a duck. Stuffed in a turkey. It's ridiculous.
In a turkey. Yes. Well, if you love turduckins, you'll love our Baker family tradition.
Oh, what do you do?
We do splurky.
Yes, what's that?
Well, you take your 20-pound turkey.
Yeah. Right.
Then you're going to stuff it with 7 cans of Spam.
Oh, boy. Okay.
4 dozen Slim Jims.
Right.
And about 6 bags of Funyuns.
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
Bake now, it 375, 350, about 6-8 hours and serve.
Now, Donnie, you know 4 dozen Slim Jims is 48 Slim Jims, right?
Well, these are the minis, chick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's your splurky.
These look like the Virginia Slim Jims.
Okay.
That's very, very silly, Donnie.
Well, the turkey comes out so moist, and then that Funyun stuffing ain't nothing to shake your stick at neither.
Oh,
I love Thanksgiving.
Sounds
you know,
good.
Thanksgiving is like not only eating, it's a good time to argue with your family in person and not just on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, nice.
Because it used to be all us men be in the family room watching Scarface, and then all the women be in the kitchen cooking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you got the Republican side of your family hanging out in the garage while the Democrats are all huddled up by the mini barn. The mom's all left alone in the kitchen with that libertarian cousin who's transitioning from Mark back to Martha. Pretty God.
Oh, transitioning.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
But I hope you're planning on making one of our sparkies. If you do, take the Spam out of the can.
Oh, yeah, that's helpful.
Oh, uh-huh.
I would think
good to know.
Our hottest cousin, Amber, she learned the hard way. When Spam cams ended up bursting, she tried deep frying the bird, ruined Thanksgiving and her carport.
Oh, yeah.
Car crack. And you say she's your hottest cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, by far. Hey, Judge, if you want, Josh, but that's why I take rubbers to the family reunion.
Okay.
The turkey actually still tasted good after the accident. I mean, what you could find of it. Mm. You had to eat it around the shrapnel.
Yeah, sure.
Like peel and eat shrimp a little bit. Oh, and you'll want to take the Slim Jims out of the wrappers, too.
Oh, yes. Good point.
Yeah, my cousin Lonnie looked like that turtle with the stopped-up nose that ruined plastic straws for everybody. Uh-huh. Pretty good. I'm going to go.
All right, see you.
There you go. There you go.
That turtle. Yeah. How dare he inhale those straws.
I don't want plastic in your turkey.
Now, Drew Powell is our guest. You may know him from Gotham. He had a great segment on Ray Donovan the first season.
Yeah, thanks.
That was fantastic. That's the first time I saw you. It was great. Now, you've got a great speaking voice. You doing any voiceover stuff?
Yeah, I do a lot of voiceover auditioning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm very good at auditioning for voiceovers. Okay. But I've done a few. Yeah, I've done some video games. I just had a friend of the show, Simon Pagino, IndyCar driver. He came to see me. I think he's in San Diego for Thanksgiving. So right before I left to come here, he came over, and I had to do an on-tape video game audition. So motion capture and the voice and the whole thing. It's kind of like a Game of Thronesian kind of thing. Mm. And so he read the off-camera lines for me. So I had this great audition with this thick French accent. And it was hilarious and awesome. He did a great job. He's very good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because you do have a great speaking voice, but people don't realize that you are, in fact, a singer.
I do like to sing. I don't want to brag, but I was a member of the Madrigals choir at Lebanon.
Oh,
High School.
Wow. Yeah. Dude,
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but Josh, of course, yes. Besides his contemporary band, The Consensuals, Josh Josh was in the, what were they called?
The Fascinators?
Premier Show Choir.
Yes, Premier. Right.
Yeah, at Rockwood Summit High School in St. Louis.
Now, all great choirs do of the Geographical Fugue. Did you guys do that when you were...
Which one was that?
Nobody else knows it either.
Yeah.
It's the one that starts out, Trinidad and the Big Mississippi.
Look at him. He's acting like he doesn't know. What is it again?
And he's actually like, we do. Yes.
No, I'm sure that there's a choral director out there that's going to send me his or her choir doing it. What was your favorite tune when you were in high school?
We did all those, the most cheesy things. Like,
Did you probably like?
Be our guest. Put ourselves. Of his dizzy tent.
Yeah.
Diane Navgan around your neck, Sherry.
And then we did.
Then we would do these songs. This was in the 90s, but we're still doing like The Way We Were.
Favorites with a bar, too.
Yeah. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or is time rewritten every line?
I'm seeing Dan Blocker.
Now, when I say intense.
I'm seeing Dan Blocker, that's real.
That's real.
Didn't you film that in Australia or something?
That's where I met my wife.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But you really do look kind of like a young Dan Blocker.
Thank you. He was an ugly son of a gun. Thank you. You know, but
I always thought Dan was the most handsome man in the cast.
You are
a liar.
No, liar.
Michael Landon.
Michael Landon is a national treasure.
Come on.
Michael Landon is a beautiful man.
For those of us listening under the age of 57, what show are we talking about?
Bonanza. You never saw Bonanza?
I've seen reruns, sure. But
Bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's going to fight all three.
And didn't they all wear toupees except for Michael Landon?
Did Blocker wear one? It was a pretty bad one if he did.
Yeah, it was going to be kind of a baldy one, wasn't it?
A baldy one? A baldy one? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I'd like to get one of those baldy toupees.
He was a great guy, though. Just a really, you just loved the guy.
Yeah.
So you had a chance to play him in the Bonanza story.
I did, yeah. And before I got that job, I had been in Hollywood for about 6 months, and a guy literally grabbed my shoulder on the street on Ventura Boulevard and said, if they ever do a remake of Bonanza, you should play Haas, and then walked away. Oh, that was weird.
Was that man the guy that directed the thing? Just some random. Okay, so obviously a lot of people see the same thing I do.
Yeah.
We're talking with Drew Powell, actor.
And maybe we'll prevail on Josh to do his fabulous number from, what was it, the premiere?
Turn the beat around.
Hang on. Yes. Wait a minute.
Love to be
percussion. You know. Jazz hands.
Oh, that's so nice. Don't forget, you can watch us on the VIP for free today and tomorrow. BobandTom.com/VIP.
If you're not seeing this, here we go.
Now, you remind me a lot of Gloria Stefan.
Thank you very much.
Now, before we take a break, we should show. This is kind of visual, but since a lot of people are watching on the VIP, could you do your... You're with your new hair, you're kind of growing the hair out with the beard. You've got a new impression that you like to do.
Well, it's not so much. I think I look semi-insane at times when I have this look.
You brush up the hair.
Yeah,
it's getting so much better.
I look like a guy
who would do this for Drew.
Come in and go, yes. I've been working all night on my time machine.
Great Scott. Marty.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.